Good morning, and welcome once again to the Coffee with Ann devotion. I'm so happy you're with me this morning. I hope you are peaceful and in a comfortable spot with a warm cup of coffee and perhaps a small, sweet morning treat. Today I'm reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 23 through 26, a story of a father's belief and unbelief. In this story, a man's son has been possessed by an evil spirit since he was very young. He can't speak, and he convulses and foams at the mouth. The spirit had thrown him into the water and fire numerous times, trying to kill him. You can well imagine that the parents and friends have prayed and prayed for years for the boy's freedom from the spirit, but to no avail. The father is desperate. He apparently is not too sure about Jesus, but it sounds like he had decided that this man who claimed to be the Son of God and had apparently healed others was worth a try. Verse 23. So he says to Jesus, "If you can, please help us." The way this is written, I get the picture that Jesus pops his cork. He says, "If I can, everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Have you ever felt this way? You believe, but at the same time, there is the part somewhere in you that can't quite believe completely. Your faith just doesn't cover the circumstance. This man, this family had prayed and waited, and the young man continued to suffer. I can almost hear the father saying, "I know you can, Lord, but you aren't." He must have struggled and struggled with believing. He'd been praying so long and nothing. And then finally his answer came. Verse 26, Jesus rebuked the impure spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "come out of him and never enter him again." The spirit shrieked and came out. Why so long to wait? Why so long to deal with the son's illness? I can only speculate, but this has long given me a lot to think about. I know the Lord can do everything and anything, I do believe. The problem is, will he do things the way I want him to and when I want him to? Believe, unbelief. For me, the missing piece is not unbelief as much as trust. Lack of trust. Believing the Lord can is not the same as trusting his wisdom in the situation. Trusting that no matter how the situation turns out, even if it is very different from what I had hoped for, trusting in ways we cannot see or may never see, his will is best. So, many of us have prayed for the salvation of another, for the healing of another. Day after day passes, year after year passes, and there seems to be no sign of an answered prayer. I have found myself in that very situation at times. The lives and choices of those you love can break your heart, and I am sure many of you listening can identify with that. In a recent prayer concern, I realized I had to respond differently for my own sake. I had to put my anxiety for the worst happening aside. Then the thought came to me, what does the Lord want me to learn in this situation? What am I missing? I don't think the Lord wants me, any of us, to be miserable. In a miserable state of worry and anxiety over situation, we are basically helpless except through prayer to change. Perhaps I am missing the boat. if I really do believe that the Lord has a plan for each of us to give us hope in a future, then why am I focusing on only the negative possibilities? Then it hit me. Gratitude is the answer for me. Gratitude slows or stops the twirling of the negative possibilities in my head. Gratitude calms my spirit. Changing my prayers in the situation from, please do what I want you to do, to, thank you, Lord, for taking care of the situation as you've promised. Asking only that my trust in Him will prevail, no matter what. That my surety in trusting His loving care will grow. The surety that He's got this strengthens. His plan for each of us is to be trusted, even when we can't see where we are going, what purpose events in our lives have. Why must we suffer? Why must those we love and care about, family, friends, strangers, suffer trials? Will I accept? Will I trust God's unseen will? Will I come to know without doubt, unbelief, that He means His promises? Jeremiah 24:11. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. This brings us back to the Father in the story. Is it possible that in all the years of watching out for His Son, arranging that He not be alone so that He might be safe, praying for His healing, is it possible that all of this was for the good of the Father's faith? Is it possible that each time His Son convulsed near a fire or into the water but survived was another step closer for the Father or someone else in the family to believe in God's love and care? Perhaps as well, God was waiting for the perfect moment to heal this young man, the perfect day when Jesus would arrive, the perfect day for the Father to bring His Son to be healed, even though there was doubt in his heart. His Son's healing story has inspired generations with the fact that though our belief is not perfect, the Lord accepts us as we are and leads us, teaches us what we need to know. I have found that while I wait for the Lord's answer, gratitude that He is actively present in the life for whom I am praying has calmed my lack of trust, my unbelief. I encourage you to pray with gratitude that the Lord is in on it, even though we do not see it. He has never and will never step away from the needs of those we pray for in faith. My husband says he mostly prays thankfully about things that didn't happen. What a wise man. Let us pray. Lord, help us to change our prayers from hope fors to knowing you are hard at work on the situation. You know us so well. When we can't see evidence, it can be so hard for us to trust. Help us to overcome our unbelief. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.